the National Freedom Party has announced its withdrawal from the KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Government of Unity. With me is the Democratic Alliance's leader in the province, Francois Rogers. Welcome, Francois.
Good morning, Chris, and good morning to the viewers.
What has been happening behind the scenes?
Well, we were notified, I think it was yesterday, that the NFP had decided that they were going to withdraw from the government of provincial unity. Well, that didn't come as a surprise because, as we know, on the 15th of December, they voted in favor of a motion of no confidence against the Premier. So it was absolutely no surprise that this was to happen. Obviously, you know, the NFP can make its own decision. It's a political organization and it has that right. What we don't understand, what's unfolding now, is the fact that, you know, this appears to be aimed at Imbali Shinga. And if one looks at her performance in the last year and a half, she's one of the better performing members of the executive. She's taken social development, the Department of Social Development, which was in deep trouble in the previous administration, and she's turned it around. She's appointed the right people and, you know, she's taken the right approach. And it's not just me saying that. It's the Auditor General's outcomes that speaks volume. And, you know, then you wonder if the NFP are all about service delivery, you know, and building a province, why they would take this particular approach. There seems to be something more sinister behind it, and perhaps Barnes has political aspirations. But that's just me speculating.
This must be good news for former President Jacob Zuma's MKP. Now, if the National Freedom Party now formed a coalition with MKP and the Economic Freedom Fighters, they would have 40 seats. Is that correct?
Correct. So you would have a hung provincial legislature. There's 80 seats in the legislature. So that would be 40 and 40. So, you know, if the MKP and the EFF and the NFP decided they weren't going to support budgets or anything, you wouldn't be able to pass budgets. And ultimately what would happen, you'd get to a point where they'd have to, have elections, call elections, fresh elections in the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
With 40-40 and no obvious kingmaker in sight, what are your plans?
Well, look, at this stage, we're engaging with all of our existing partners. That would be the African National Congress, the IFP, and also the NFP. You know, we also need to keep talking and understanding what exactly are the challenges. You know, is it around service delivery? Is it around these so-called failures of the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal? We certainly don't see any justification in that. We rather see a grabbing of power. But it's something that we need to discuss with like-minded parties in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Because ultimately what we want to do as a partner in the GPU is to ensure stability in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We have a dreadful history of political intolerance, and that's something we need to avoid, and it's going to take level heads, maturity, and open and frank discussions. And that's what we're busy doing with our existing partners at the moment.
The NFP will announce it formally tomorrow and outline its reasons publicly. Have they given you any formal communication?
No, none whatsoever. And I don't believe that that they're compelled to give us those particular reasons. So, as I said, you know, I just find it very strange that they have one of the top performing members of their party in the provincial executive, and they want to remove her. Then you have to ask yourself, what exactly is the purpose behind this? But perhaps tomorrow all will be revealed. And as I say, in the meantime, we keep discussing and we keep open doors with all the role players involved.
Well, thanks to her, that motion of no confidence failed. Is this punishment?
Look, I wouldn't like to speculate on behalf of the NFP, but I can tell you from my experience with Imbali Shinga, both on the opposition benches, because I did serve with her in the opposition benches and in government. She's an extremely principled woman and very courageous. And I think what she did on the 15th of December was extremely courageous. And again, you know, if this is some form of retribution or punishment for that decision, you have to ask yourself why, when in fact she's doing an admirable job in the position as MEC of Social Development.
Robertson, a small town in the middle of nowhere where a wine farmer claims to have sold a Volkswagen up to e-buy cars.
The farmer.
What car did you really sell them?
A VW.
Right here in Robertson.
Small town, but we know about WeBuy cars.
Yeah, but what's a farmer doing with a VW up?
It was just a runaround.
Cool cover story. And I see you traded it in for this, like a double cab Danay. Well, were they all out of Rangers?
WeBuy cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
Now, Francois, there is a rumor that former President Jacob Zuma's daughter Duduzile's resignation as an MP from Parliament was in anticipation of ambitions that she has for a role in the provincial government. Have you heard that rumor?
Look, I've heard the rumor. One doesn't really want to engage on speculation and rumors, but you know, at the end of the day, we've got to understand that the MK party is a bit of an Nkandla Stockvel that looks after family members. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was the ultimate goal.
Okay, so what are you going to do now to prevent a hung provincial government of unity? Apart from what can you do?
We can try and play the centralist and you know, the leadership role that the DA has always believed, and continue to engage, you know, the political role players. I think that's the most important thing. We must also remember that if there's a motion of no confidence, it's not going to happen overnight. There is a process that's unfolded, that has to unfold. You also just cannot, you know, summarily table another motion of no confidence. I think, from my recollection, is 6 months have to pass. So this gives us time, you know, to sit, reflect, engage, and come up with what we believe from all sides is the most important and effective solution for the people of KwaZulu-Natal.
So what assurances can you give the public now? There are people who are worried that President Jacob Zuma's party will be running KZN and get its hands on its huge budget. What is that budget?
160 billion rand. It's an enormous amount of money. And I'm afraid it's not enough. We're struggling with education. We're struggling with health. Because, in fact, the situation we find ourselves in, the cut in our equitable share, we must never forget, this comes about because of the 9 wasted years when Jacob Zuma was president. This comes about when Jacob Zuma continued to bail out Eskom, continued to bail out state-owned entities, and it left the national fiscus with a 7 trillion rand debt. This is still the hangover from Zuma's 9 years. So we will do everything in our power as the Democratic Alliance to ensure that the fiscus is protected from any further looting, as we've seen in the past, by Jacob Zuma.
What feedback have you been getting from your partners in the coalition, the African National Congress and the Inkatha Freedom Party, to this development?
Yesterday I spent quite a bit of time on the telephone with both the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal and Mike Mabulukulu from the African National Congress, and the channels of communication are open. We're all positive that we can find a solution, and that includes engaging the National Freedom Party on a constructive way forward.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say to your province, the citizens of your province?
No, I think Chris, at this stage, you know, just calm heads. I think the next week or so, and in the coming months, time will tell, and I'm sure we will have a positive outcome. We remain positive. There's no need to panic. And as long as we've got calm, level heads, and we put the interests of the province ahead of that of party politics, we'll come up with the right solution.
Thank you. That was the Democratic Alliance's provincial leader, KZN provincial leader, Francois Rogers, speaking to BizNews. I'm Chris Stein.